of the mysteries in life is Sound Explosion. Only one push and I'll give you music.
Radio Cast FM.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to a brand new episode of the Shuffle, number 103. That's right, it's 103 episodes that are now ready to go. Folks, this has been a whole lot of fun. Today I'm talking to Tabby. She's the second half of your new best friend podcast. And Tabby,
I've noticed that a lot of people are so eager to show pictures of their friends, their family, their weekend trips, their new cars. But it doesn't seem like a lot of people are so eager and willing to share their music playlist, or the, you know, they'll share the video of a concert they went to, but they won't share their favorite artist.
That's true, actually. You know, that's a good point. I never really thought about that.
And I want to talk about, like,
is seldom that you see somebody share. I think because it's a really vulnerable part of you, right? You know, like if someone doesn't agree with the lyrics, you think it sounds too poppy or something, or out of their element, then, you know, you're too vulnerable. You're too raw. You're bearing yourself out.
Right. But there are things that we as people go to for particular moods, for a particular, setting the mood for whatever we're doing, working, sitting in traffic, wanting to get something done, but you need to stay focused. So you're not really listening to the words, but you're listening to the beat to stay motivated. And I want to talk about that with you. I know you heard Mike's episode, and you seem to really like it, I think.
Yes, I did. Actually, I liked it a lot. It was really fun listening to the two of you go back and forth. And like, I love what you guys are talking about.
So that's the plan, is I want to talk to you about music, the things that you like, the things that you don't like, you know, some of the things that you follow or you have followed for a certain period of time, or, you know, things that maybe people have forgotten about, and what are some of the things. What kind of music are you into? Like, what I say into because, again, people's taste change over time. So what are you currently into?
So I would say right now I'm into a lot of, I guess, like maybe like indie rock rap that they're doing. This is like a new little like underwave era of like music that's happening, where it kind of like got still like a rock but hip hop mashed together, and then usually the person will like rap throughout the song. Like I have an artist called Fat Tony, and he kind of is like an example of that a little bit, where he does that. And there's like this little tiny, like, I don't know, like underbelly of music that I've been like really getting into lately at the gym.
When you are at work, what are you listening to? Do you even get a chance to really listen to music?
Actually, I do. I actually have a lot of time where I listen to music and podcasts. And that's kind of where I got into the podcasting world. But a lot of my music at work, I would say, is similar to that. But I also like to listen to, I guess you could say, like a lot of like pop or rap, but then I'm also listening to a lot of Frank Sinatra and Queen. Like, I can just put on a Frank Sinatra playlist and get lost.
Fly me to the moon, let me play among the stars, and let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, baby, kiss me. Fill my heart with song and let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words, please be true. In other words, I love you.
Hit 1FM Android app.
Now available on our homepage, starhit1fm.com.
And in Play Store, the best mix always in your pocket.
It's my music, it's my station.
Starhit 1FM.
Your number one hit music station.
Like Old Blue Eyes is my baby.
That was interesting. I didn't expect you to make that jump.
Yeah, I know. That's, everybody's a little bit shocked when I say, like, I love Frank, but I've loved him for a long time. Him and Queen, they're my two. I love Freddie Mercury.
Where did you make that? So, I mean, do your parents hold a huge influence on your musical decisions and the things that you grew up with?
No, not really. My mom was like a big Bon Jovi fan, and that just didn't carry over for me.
Fair enough.
But other than that, yeah. No, not really. I didn't have a huge musical influence from them at all.
My mother's a huge country fan, and I'd rather slam my dick in a sliding glass door than listen to somebody hit a banjo.
And I understand it. You know, and if I had a dick, I'd probably slam it in a glass door, too.
You know, oh, God, what was that character that you had on your show? Dash, you know.
Oh, Dash?
You know Dash. Yeah. Which, by the way.
Oh, my gosh.
Miracle.
Oh, the clip that you put together for us, that promo was fantastic. Mike and I were cracking up just re-listening to it. Because sometimes you don't rehear it. You know, after I edit it and I put it up, I don't always rehear it. And then when we reheard it, when you put it together, oh, my gosh, the two of us were crying laughing. It was so funny.
I had to stop playing Grand Theft Auto when I heard him talking as Dash or talking to Dash.
Like, oh, my gosh.
Like, there's another conversation. But wait, Dash. No, don't hang up on me. Boop, 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 boop. Hello. I lost it. You guys are absolutely amazing. Like, what is the process of you guys putting the show together? Do you sit down and discuss, okay, we have this idea, this idea, this idea? Or do you go at it in a flash like, okay, boom. Here it is. Because when I first called in and you had that voicemail, you mentioned that you would listen to it first to kind of make sure
yeah.
it was good or make sure it was, I guess, appropriate for what you wanted to do. But he didn't get a chance. Mm-hmm. Do you guys go?
No, I kept it from him.
Do you guys go in with a plan like, okay, these are the subjects that we have? Or do you just throw them at him?
Usually what will happen is sometimes I'll pick out some of the stories and sometimes he'll pick them and we just won't tell one another. And a lot of times he's the one who's out of the loop because I'm just usually organizing and getting everything together. But he'll just, you know, send me like, here, these are some of the titles I thought were really funny, the subjects, and then we'll just kind of do it like that. We, at the beginning, we were a little more like, all right, we had a whole bunch. And then we kind of realized like, all right, maybe if we just do two a show and we let our banter flow through on the in-between, none of it is like scripted. So all of it is just, okay, these are the two submissions we have. We're going to use these. He has his opener that he never tells me. And then we get after it. He'll tell me the opener right as we're getting ready. He'll be like, all right, this is it. And then it's like, okay. And we're already usually recording. And then that'll be how we do it. Because we realize that if we are aware, our banter isn't as good. If we've already, that's why, because we'll sit there and I'll tell him something if we're at work. And I'm like, okay, I just found that this submission just came in, whatever. And then we'll start talking about it. And we both have to be like, okay, stop, 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 stop. We have to save this. Don't talk about it anymore.
And I got to tell you, you guys have really come a long way. I was listening when you guys first started, when you first came out. I think I found you. You posted a Facebook somewhere, right?
I don't even, you know what's funny is Mike and I were talking about that I wasn't sure how you and I actually like got into networking with one another. But we did, thankfully.
Yeah. And it's.
It must have been in one of the podcasting groups.
I think it was something. I think you posted the number. Either way, you had posted something. I communicated with you about it. And I really thought that from the start, you're like, I really didn't think that you were going to share, first off, the voicemail. I thought maybe you would just kind of transcribe it out. And either way, you played it. Cool. I mean, that's what voicemail is for. I really did not expect Mike to not like it. And I think I mentioned that.
I was going to say, you said that on his episode that you were, but you appreciated it, you said, because Mike's initial reaction was, I don't agree with that. I don't agree with that.
And I was like, oh no, it wasn't just him, but they are going to hate me. Like they are never going to take another submission from me again. They're never going to talk to me again. I'm such a terrible person. And then you're like, a great submission. Thank you. And I'm like, what?
It was like a roller coaster ride for you from the top to the bottom.
Very similar to not wanting to share the podcast that we're listening to because we have that connection with them. We do the same thing with music. We build this connection, this emotional feeling with music, and we don't share.
Oh, yeah.
So.
And you know what's funny is when you hear that someone likes your music, you immediately feel bonded and connected to them. You're like, you like that artist too? Like,
that's the magic word, too. And a lot of people don't because they don't share. So I'm going to ask you, what is one song that really kind of moves you, gets you either happy or sad or gets you motivated to do something?
Okay, so I can say that something lately, at least, that I have been listening to just all the time at work to get me like pumped and like moving. is, I purposely wrote down a few, but the one that I've been listening to nonstop, and this one's old, but someone has showed it to me recently, and it's just been like really getting me, and it's like really sexual too. So it's called Rosanna by WAC.
Very similar to what I discussed with Mike, I want to know how, I guess, you guys decided to come up with the idea of a podcast.
So it was really just he and I sat, and we were always talking and bullshitting all the time anyway. And I was just constantly badgering him because I like podcasts so much, but there was no real content that I was finding. Because I listen to a lot of NPR. I listen to a lot of like stuff like that all the time. I always listen to like really like informational and educational podcasts and stuff. And so
really?
I always like to have like I'm like, that's all I listen to all the time. So I needed a little something to like kind of get away from that. And I found one or two that were pretty funny. But, you know, I was just like, it really like hearing all these other podcasts, I'm like, I want to be doing this, you know? And I knew that Mike and I just had such a great banter and chemistry, and I'm cracking up with him all night long as we're working, and him too. So I'm just like, why aren't we recording this? And whenever we're around people, they're laughing too and getting involved with us. I was like, we should just be recording this. I know we can't be the only two who have these types of conversations, and this is what you talk about with your best friends. And so it just kind of me constantly saying to him like, hey, let's do this. I really want to do this. I think we should do this. And then just a matter of us getting it all together. And it was actually quite a long process. There was a lot of ins and outs before. There was another podcast that I had made with somebody else that ended up falling under. And that was how we acquired the microphones and stuff. So everything just kind of fell into place. And it just snowballed into what it is now. Now we're taking it a lot more serious than we were in August. But I think that's to be expected.
If this is your version of taking it seriously, stay right where you are, because the two of you are so funny together. I mean, just on some of the tangents that you guys get off on, like, God, what the hell was his name?
Dash?
Yep, Dash. I keep thinking Quick. His name is Line. Quick. In my mind, his name is Line. I don't know why. The way you guys did that, like, I'm not sure if you guys discussed it ahead of time or like, hey, we're going to.
No, that was right there.
It worked out so well. And I love the fact that you guys did that and you didn't take it out and you didn't cut it and you didn't do whatever. You kept it right there. And that was so amazing.
I'm glad you appreciate it. I mean, to me, you know, what was funny was after he and I had finished doing that episode, he had said, he was like, that was the most fun I had recording an episode. And I was just like, I know, me too. Because we were laughing so hard. That was actually, because we always record in two episodes. So that was the second episode that we had recorded out of the two.
Really?
And we had just finished on that, yeah, we had just finished on that high note. And we were just like, we just like left on like a really good note. We were just like, all right, great. And then we always do it on Friday. So then he and I don't see one another again until Sunday. And then usually Sundays when I have the episodes from 2 weeks prior ready to go out.
Oh, so you guys record and then put out.
Yes. So we do two episodes in a clip because we realize if we do any more than that, the content starts and we get tired.
Yeah.
Is what it is. Once we go, yeah, you're just like, you know, when you're sitting there for too long and you're just kind of staring at the same stuff and talking and stuff, it's hard. So we realize two episodes is good. We don't get too winded and worn out and like drawn out or repetitive. And we can kind of close on high notes and be done.
So there was an episode where you guys had talked about your favorite musicians and if you could put a band together.
Yes, that was inspired by you.
It was, and thank you for that. Do you remember the people you picked?
I know I picked the lead singer from Paramore. I believe I picked the drummer from Blink. Travis Barker. Right. I know I put Frank and Freddie in there as my wild cards. My guitarist, I picked Brian May, and I don't think there's anybody else. I think that was it.
I think that was it too. I got to tell you, in that episode, and I even had it in Mike's episode, I thought you broke Mike's heart.
Why? When I picked Oh, when he finds out about Chester?
Chester. I'm like, that bitch broke his heart. How could she?
Oh my. That he shocked me when I had no idea when we're going, we're talking. And I was like, wait a second. You said that they had to be alive. That's why I didn't get to pick my two favorite people. Like, what the fuck? And then he was like, what?
And then
And then
I heard you go, stop. And I'm like, oh, shit.
Yeah, exactly.
I thought you broke his heart. And I'm like, Tabby, no. How could you? Turns out he knew.
Oh, man. Yeah, he knew. Yeah. I think because he really had me. At one point I said to him, I was like, wait, are you being serious? Because, like, I couldn't believe that he didn't know that. And he was like, stop it. Stop fucking with me, sir.
Stop fucking with me, sir.
Right.
Star Hit 1FM Android app.
Now available on our homepage, starhit1fm.com.
And in Play Store, the best mix always in your pocket.
It's my music, it's my station.
Star Hit 1FM.
Your number one hit music station.
And the Rock Show, it's here on the Shuffle with Tabby. We'll be right back right after we play these commercials. We'll be right back, Tabby, right after this.
If you have a pet, you know how difficult it can be to handle business. Ranger Rob's pet poopy bags are number one and the number two business. Ranger Rob pet poopy bags are easy to manage with handles and they're extra wide. These bags will accommodate pets of any size. With 120 per box, that's about a 2-month supply. Ranger Rob pet poopy bags are made from biodegradable material that make it effortless and easy to make knots so that you do not have to touch the business. The box even transforms into a handy dispenser. Ranger Rob pet poopy bags are even lemon scented. They are made big enough for even the largest of dogs and thick enough to ensure that there is no mess. They're also great for cat litter boxes. Simply place your hand in the bag, pick up the waste, and reverse the bag over your hand and tie. Head over to RangerRobShop.com for more information on Ranger Rob's pet poopy bags. Welcome to DJ Chino, TSP.com, home of DJ Chino and Top Sprint Productions, a premier mobile DJ service that is fully licensed and insured. Top Sprint Productions has packages to accommodate all your services and needs, including lighting and a photo booth. DJ Chino specializes in services for weddings, birthdays, anniversaries, holiday parties, corporate events, church functions, quinceañeras, or any event that you just want to make special. You can call DJ Chino at 347-538-4344. That's 347-538-4344. DJ Chino and Top Sprint Production has servicing areas such as Delaware, Maryland, Philadelphia, New Jersey, and New York. You can find DJ Chino and Top Sprint Productions on all of your social media at DJ Chino TSP on Facebook.
Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or at DJChinoTSP.com. Book DJ Chino today at 347-538-4344. That's 347-538-4344. DJ Chino and Top Spin Productions, we make your events memorable.
This is your new Best Friends podcast, a weekly podcast that caters to you, the listener.
That's me.
Ramen noodles and...
Ramen noodles?
Ramen. Ramen.
So you just have like an animal hair goatee at all times.
When I go to the gym.
You have the dog shake outside before you walk.
These bitches giving me no respect.
Nothing's bad has happened yet. It's about to get good.
Me and you.
You let her suck your
I didn't let her.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, I did. Can you lovingly choke somebody?
Was he, like, eaten by wolves?
No, cholesterol.
Want to be part of the show? Write in at ynbfpodcast@yahoo.com or call us at 707-461-0706.
Star Hit 1 FM.
Home of only the best music from the 80s.
The 90s. My number one station, Star Hit 1 FM.
Your quality radio.
You guys are really growing in your podcast. On Mike's episode, he was quite surprised. He wasn't even sure he was on Apple. And you guys are really, like, you guys have taken off on quite a bit of things.
He didn't know we were on Apple. That's
no,
cool.
He didn't know. Well, he said, you know,
that's right. Yes, that's right. No, he did say that. Yes, I remember now. Yeah,
he's like, I'm not sure that we're even on Apple, and that's why I tagged you guys. Mm-hmm. Congratulations, you are on Apple now. And
yes, that's right. Yes. Yeah, because I didn't tell him when you had tagged him. He was like, oh, I don't know why he tagged me in this, other than when we talked about it. And I was like, I heard it on your episode too.
Oh, you told him?
I told him I listened. Oh, yeah, no, I told him I listened. Because then after, I was like, I listened to your episode. And he was like, what?
He's mad.
I was like, I can't wait. No, he was actually really excited. He was like, oh, you listened to it? What'd you think? And I was like, oh, I liked it. I was like, it was really good. I was like, I'm really happy that Dave did that with you. And yeah, and then, you know, I was like, I can't wait for it to be up so everybody else can hear it. Because Mike has a really hard time, like, you know, hearing his own voice.
Have you found that with you doing the show, people come to you with unsolicited secrets?
So far, no, but I think that's because there's this really big separation for both me and Mike to, like, our real lives. A lot of people don't really intersect in the podcast, like our close people do, but I don't even think Mike's wife listens. So I don't think anybody's really, I don't think anybody's, like, I know Mike doesn't, he hasn't told any of his friends. Now I share it on my Facebook. I share it on my personal Instagram, on my personal everything. I want everybody to know. This is the brainchild. I'm proud of it, you know. But Mike is more very relaxed and low key, and so I don't think he's getting it, and I'm definitely not getting unsolicited advice.
Which is funny to me because you put him in charge of Twitter, didn't you?
Yes, I did. I took Instagram. He took Twitter. It wasn't even like a we should do this or that. It was just like a I think I'll take more pictures and you can sit there and retweet stuff. It was more like in our element. A lot of the, anything that's shared that has like anything promoting our episodes, I made it on Instagram and then sent it his way. Every day he usually gets about 2 posts from me that I'm just like, here you go, put them up on Twitter. And that's what he does. He has a very, very hard and important job in this podcast.
Social media is difficult. I need a break.
Exactly.
The fact that people develop a confidence to come to you guys with these secrets, these, you know, these confessions, if you will. That is a skill that you guys have that is absolutely phenomenal, because you've become this trusted voice. You've become this confidant where people will come to you with these things. And that's a skill you guys have that I certainly never had.
I think we're just lucky that people want to dump that. You know what? One of the things that I had said to Mike was that people love to be able to have a vent and an outlet. And not only that, but to talk about themselves, especially on podcasting, it's rare that you have like listener interaction. You know, a lot of the time it's just a very one-sided street. So you really have to hope that you like the host and the show or you're not really going to listen very long. And that's what I said to Mike. I was like, I think that's why people like the show, is because they can anonymously send in stuff, and it's what you would talk to your friends about, and you can do it yourself, and you might actually make it on the show. 9 times out of 10, majority of them will make it as long as it's good. We get it in there at some point.
I want to talk about what you're listening to when you're angry. What is your go-to when you're angry, or, you know, when you want to kick the crap out of someone?
That's tough. You know, a lot of it's so funny because I don't usually get mad. If it takes a lot to get me up to that point, maybe like obviously like with my road rage or something, but
I feel like you're a get even kind of person too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't usually, if I get mad, I'll sit on that ledge for, and I'll hit like 10 and then I come off that ledge like 30 seconds to a minute later. Like I'm very like, I'll relax. I'll calm down, take a few deep breaths. So I'm trying to think, usually it's going to be probably something wrapped, or I mean, I'm not sure really for that. Not for anger. No, I had the other emotions, because usually my anger will turn more into like contemplative, and then I can give you that. Like I like Interpol and all that, like old kind of like those old bands, like Brand New, Taking Back Sunday, like all those really like indie emo nostalgia bands that were really popular when I was like a teenager that I saw a million times in concert, you know, but those are really like angsty. Those are really like teenage angst type of anger that I can think of.
The world is a vampire. Send to Jay, yeah, yeah. She could destroy. Hold you up to the flames. What do I get from my pain, yeah, yeah. Betray desire.
Game. And even though I
What's the last concert you went to?
Oh boy, last concert I went to was either Paramore or maybe Modest Mouse, I think. Yeah, one of those two.
Paramore would definitely explain your answer for your fantasy band.
Yes, I think she's a fantastic singer, but I'm biased towards her. I know she's like still underground, and most people still only remember the I Never Meant to Brag, but that song, I can't think of the name of it right now. For me, picking her as my lead singer, and I can't even think of the most popular song she had, but yeah, I think she had new music.
Misery Business.
You said you are, you aren't. Misery Business, that's what it is. Thank you.
Yeah, I had to dig in the archive of what we call the gray matter in our skulls, because I couldn't remember.
There you go.
Either for a second there. It's called.
That was good though. You got there. That Venn diagram got there quick.
Oh yeah, it's like, oh, Paramore. Okay, and we have not with Eminem. Nope, not with another band. Oh, this one.
Yeah.
I
oh man, you especially.
I don't know if it was a Venn diagram, but I got there somehow.
Like there was overlap. My two brain cells clacked, and they did it. They made a thought.
Ta-da! We thought of something.
That's it. Yeah, all the lights in your house just flickered a little bit when you thought of that.
They did. Some rapid fire for you.
Okay.
And I want you to just give me the first answer that comes to your mind.
All right, let's do it.
Fantasy vacation.
Iceland.
Okay. Apple or Android?
Apple.
Cake or ice cream?
Ice cream.
Laptop or tablet?
Laptop.
Laptop. Ooh, well, it's because you have one, you go to Starbucks and edit, right?
Exactly. I have to do work.
Glasses.
Like any function. Glasses.
Why? Because they make you look more studious.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I look fantastic when I'm editing at Starbucks with my glasses on and my headset. I look professional.
and chewing on your pencil while we put
them. If I had like a stylus, you know, even though it's like my laptop is not touchscreen, but if I had like a stylus, I would chew on that as I was like anxiously editing, you know?
So wait a minute, did you just throw that my laptop is not touchscreen to dig at me there?
Well, I wanted to point out that even if I had a stylus, it would be pointless because my laptop isn't touchscreen, but also yes, that your computer screen is touchscreen. And when you sent me that how-to video, I was like, wow, Mr. Fancy Pants.
Yeah, but every time like a flyer and that comes in and lands on, I'm like, get off, don't touch. Oh, man.
It like deletes all your work. You're like, son of a bitch.
Son of a bitch, my whole life is ruined because of a house fly.
I actually never even thought about that. Landing on the screen, yeah.
It's very sensitive. Or like, you know, the unfortunate,
yeah.
I sneeze in this direction because I don't want to sneeze on my microphone. So I sacrifice to the left and sneeze on the computer once or twice.
Oh my gosh. And then you have to try and wipe that down.
Yeah. And then I got to shut down the whole computer to clean it because I don't want to push buttons. Yeah,
exactly. You know, you can't see through the snot either, you know, because it's like, it's always making like magnifying everything in different spots. You're like, son of a bitch, I can't work like this. I can't work like this.
I'm a professional. I'm in my trailer when you clean off my computer.
I need an intern. ASAP. I mean, ASAP.
You to me when you said you can't see through the snot. I'm sorry. That got me. That really got me.
Okay, so there's an artist. His name is Max. And I found him maybe like 4 days ago on accident. And I have been nonstop jamming to this gentleman because he is fantastic. And one of his songs, the one that I actually found on accident, is called Acid Dreams. And it is darn diddly good, I must say.
Really good. Is that another song?
And then
phrase?
No, that was straight off. That was from me. That was from my heart.
Straight from Tabby. There you go.
You look so good in a nightgown, girl. Freckles on your face, let me kiss each one. Fingers on your waist, let me tiptoe up. Spy, yeah. Keep it low key with your natural curls. Up and out of space when I make you. Deja vu, like we done this once, twice, yeah, yeah. You're beautiful. Something like these acid dreams. Acid dreams. Boring takes my clothes and calls me horny. Takes my clothes, I think she corny. Get your money, girl, don't worry. Says I'm garbage, just ignores me. Wish my shit was more top 40. Wants my commas, wait for karma. Got that ass just like no homo. The way you look tonight, it's like I'm gliding on a day trip. And I feel so alive, it's like my soul just needed maintenance. Cause the way you make me feel.
What is something that you used to listen to that you almost can't stand anymore?
I'm a person who can kind of always go back to my old music, but a lot of the times I don't think I'll necessarily lose an entire band per se, but I may lose a song if I foolishly, you know, correlate it to a time in my life or to a person or something. I think that's like a mistake so many people make, is you go around dedicating songs to people, or you might like beat a song to death
yep.
with a particular person. And then it's like, you can't hear that song anymore, you know, or you can't hear that band anymore. So luckily I haven't lost any bands, but I can think right now off the top of my head, the song Death of a Bachelor by Panic at the Disco, like I beat that song down. And it was like during a time in my life with like people who I don't associate with anymore. And I'm just like, I can't hear that song anymore. Even though it's so beautiful and I love Brandon Urie singing, because I just think he's fantastic. That song just happened to be played and beat down during that part of my life. I'm like, I can't, no more. Thank you.
No more. Please get it off my playlist.
Yes, exactly.
Spotify?
Do I use it? Yes.
Okay. Did they give you your 2019 wrap up?
They did.
Can I ask who's on it?
Sure. In fact, I'm pulling up my Spotify right now.
I would love to hear some of the top.
So there's a band called Ra-Ra Riot. They're like an underground band. They are on here like crazy. The Hush Sound, Spoon. I love Spoon and I love Cake.
Reluctantly crouched at the starting line. Engines pumping and thumping in time. The green light flashes, the flags go up. Churning and burning, they yearn for the cup. They deftly maneuver and muscle for rank. Fuel burning fast on an empty tank. Reckless and wild, they pour through the turns. Their prowess is potent and secretly stern. As they speed through the finish, the flags go down. The fans get up and they get out of town. The arena is empty except for one man, still driving and striving as fast as he can. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up. And long ago somebody left with the cup. But he's driving and striving and hugging the turns and thinking of someone for whom he still burns. He's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone in a time of need. Because he's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and biting and riding on his horse. He's going the distance. Flashbulbs, no wine. He's haunted by something he cannot define. Bowel-shaking earthquakes of doubt and remorse assail him, impale him with monster truck force. In his mind, he's still driving, still making the grade. She's hoping in time that her memories will fade. Cause he's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and fighting and riding on his horse. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up. And long ago, somebody left with the cup. But he's striving and driving and hugging the turns and thinking of someone for whom he still
So you did say Cake, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
good. I love those two bands.
Then we're on the same page. I like Cake, too. What about a band?
Yeah, you know the band Cake? You're like, no, I just like Cake. It's so funny because anytime I talk about them, I usually think of them both at the same time. There's a band named Cake and there's a band named Spoon. And I always end up saying them like at the same time. I'm like, yeah, I really like Cake and I really like Spoon. And I'm like, this sounds like I'm just like being a fatty and I'm telling people how I like to consume my desserts. But yeah, that's not the case. I'm better than forks. I use a spoon when I eat my cake, and I needed you to know that.
Anything that you feel like I haven't discussed?
No, I think we're pretty good. I think we got the music I definitely wanted to say. I talked about my Frank, talked about my Freddy. I'm happy.
My Frank and Freddy.
Yeah, my double F.
Oh,
got to mention It's Always Sunny. So I'm good. I'm about to go chomp on some dinner.
Ooh, what you got?
I'm actually going to make it. I'm going to make, I have a jar of like tiki masala, like simmer sauce, and I'm going to cook up some chicken.
Ooh.
And then I'll have some white rice.
All right. Again, I think you told everybody where they can find you, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram.
All the places. Your new best friend's podcast with Tabby and Mike, because Jason and I discovered that's the best way to find us. Make sure you put in the with Tabby and Mike, and we're on all the platforms. We hope you like us.
Well, because I do. I like you guys. Thank you. Thank you for joining me and being part of this.
Thank you for having me. This was so much fun.
I love you. You're my best friend.
I love you, Jace. You're my best friend. Thank you for always supporting us.
Anytime. And I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Talk to you soon.
Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Tabby is absolutely amazing. Make sure you guys check him out. Your new best friend podcast with Tabby and Mike. I love them so much. They're absolutely amazing. Episode number 103 already there in the calendar for this new year, folks. I hope the new year is bringing you a lot of joy. Just a few weeks in, folks, and listen, I hear everybody saying, oh, you gotta, you know, wish it into whatever you want it to be, and I don't know how I feel about that, but I'm staying on a good path here. I love what we're doing now, where people are sharing their playlist with me. If you want to be part of this, make sure you guys head over to my Facebook page. Say something, say what's up, say you want to be interviewed. Of course, if you want more information on the show, text the word Jace, that's J-A-Y-C-E, to 31996. Make sure you guys don't miss any updates or part of the show here, folks. Thank you all for joining me on another great show. I love you all. We'll see you guys later. Bye!